Hello and welcome to our Alphabetics of Herbs conference call on July 15th, 2010. Yep, that's right, we're moving on to the herbs. It is our pleasure to continue this complimentary service to supplement your health and wellness education. There will be about 10 minutes of education, and then we'll be opening up the call for questions and answers. Just for your information, all of the products mentioned today are Nature Sunshine products. If you want to email us ahead of time with questions, we can answer them during the lecture, or they will be the first questions answered at the end of the call. All conference calls will be available at our website at www.dimensionsofhealth.net under the Herbs section. They should be up within a couple of days of each call. Also, while I have your attention, I'd like to announce that Lawrence Smith will be in town tonight at the Concord Hilton, and he'll teach us how we can create our own genetic destiny. The first 200 attendees will receive a free bottle of our new Tygo, which they have enhanced with acai berry and pomegranate, and it's such a wonderful blend already that I am just absolutely thrilled that we get to be the first group to try it tonight. Also, meeting attendees will receive a 5% discount and free shipping on orders up to $2,000. My name is Morgan Jenkins, and I am a certified natural health professional. I have been in the natural health business for about 6 years, but I've been studying natural health for at least 11 years. I have worked with hundreds of people with a number of different health concerns, but today I'm going to discuss the essential trace mineral that is critical to health. Zinc, and it's, you know, probably one of the only Z's that we could come up with. So anyway, zinc is an essential trace mineral that affects many biochemical reactions and body systems. It's a component of more than 300 enzymes needed to repair wounds, DNA formation, maintain fertility in adults, bring about growth and sexual maturation in children, synthesize protein, help cells reproduce, preserve vision, protect against free radical damage, and what is most commonly known for, boosting the immune system. It's a component of insulin, along with chromium, and male reproductive fluid. Pregnant and lactating women require extra zinc. One thing you should know about zinc is that it also needs to be balanced with copper. Body systems that are affected by zinc are the blood, the brain, hair, immune system, liver, nails and cuticles, pancreas, pineal gland, prostate, reproductive glands, skin, stomach, taste buds, testes, and thymus. I mean, that's a pretty important little molecule for it to be involved in that many different body systems. I mentioned that zinc is required for tissue growth and for aid in repairing wounds. Wounds heal better when there is enough zinc. It often speeds the healing of gastric ulcers, which I talked about during unbearable ulcers. And zinc is used to eliminate eliminated rapidly within days of a serious injury or burn. So you'll want to supplement zinc if you have a serious wound like that. A loss of taste or smell may be a sign that you have a zinc deficiency. There has been a lot of research on zinc, and I just want to share a couple of results with you. All of the tests that I'll mention were double-blind trials. One study indicated that zinc supplements reduce the severity of acne. Another showed that zinc lozenges containing zinc gluconate have been effective for reducing the duration of colds in adults, but other forms, such as lozenges flavored with citric acid, tartaric acid, sorbitol, or mannitol, are not as effective. And lastly, zinc was found in one trial to be as effective as oral antibiotic therapy. So that's pretty important stuff. Because of its antioxidant properties, it's a useful anti-aging product. It's helpful at fighting body odor. And just as a side note, do you think that between the acne and the BO, that perhaps teenagers are burning through the zinc faster than normal adults? You know, just something to think about, something to take into consideration. And if your teenager is having issues with those, it can't hurt to supplement with some zinc. It has been used as a preventative tool against cancer. It's been used to fight both cataracts and macular degeneration. Since both zinc and copper should stay in balance, if you end up with copper toxicity, you can use zinc to help pull the body back into balance. It is good at fighting a number of skin conditions and hair problems, including dermatitis, psoriasis, rosacea, stretch marks, wounds and sores, including external ulcerations, and we'll talk more about how that's beneficial for diabetics, general hair care, gray hair, and hair loss. Because of its makeup in the insulin molecule, it is also helpful in supporting the body for those with type 2 diabetes and pancreatic weakness. So just something to keep in mind, zinc is really important along with chromium for type 2 diabetes sufferers. There are many other ailments, but I think you kind of get the picture. If zinc affects any one of those organs and you're having trouble with any one of those organs, it doesn't hurt to maybe supplement a little bit, even dietary-wise, and I'll give some good food supplements as well as herb supplements that have zinc in it. I do want to mention a couple more specific symptoms of zinc deficiency that you can keep your eye out for yourself and your loved ones. Probably one of the most obvious and easy to kind of detect is a little white spots in the nails, including and then also hangnails, because once again, zinc is crucial for nail and cuticle development. It's more the white spots are more commonly seen on men, but it has been seen in women often as well. In children, it causes growth retardation, delayed sexual maturation, infection susceptibility, and diarrhea, contributing to the death of about 800,000 children worldwide per year. So even when our country isn't a third world country, so we get a little bit more zinc, so we don't have as many deaths to zinc deficiency. However, there are many programs, like Thomas Easley has a program where he sends herbs to children in countries that do have these nutritional deficiencies. So if you ever are interested in donating, we can always arrange to give you that information so that you can send herbal supplements to children. Also seen in terms of zinc deficiencies are sleep disturbances, dandruff, hyperactivity, and increased allergy sensitivity. Conversely, consumption of excess zinc can cause lethargy and copper deficiency. I just have a fun fact that I wanted to share. I mentioned before that zinc is important to male sex organ function and reproductive fluids. Oysters have the highest zinc content of any food. So there's more than just rumors to that old saying that about oysters and romance. And just a couple other foods, wheat germ, wheat bran, pine nuts, and pecans are also very rich in zinc. Now, Nature Sunshine has two specific zinc products, but there are actually many products that contain zinc. First, we have zinc 25 milligrams, which is in the form of zinc gluconate. Remember, that's the clinically supported effective form, and a base of kelp, thyme, and alfalfa. The daily minimum amount of zinc that an adult needs is 15 milligrams. Therapeutic doses range from 20 to 100 milligrams. Another great product is our zinc lozenges. Not only do they contain zinc, but they also have vitamin C, echinacea root, and licorice root, just to name some of the ingredients. PhysActive Immune isn't specifically a zinc product, but it does include zinc for its immune-supportive purposes. It's a high-quality product that many use in place of Airborne. You just add a tablet to water. Other products that contain zinc, either as a trace mineral or as an herb rich in zinc, are yeast fungal detox, which helps support the immune system, trace mineral maintenance, several of the thyroid support and activating herbs, and I could go into the list, but there's thyroid support, there's TS2, there's Targan Endurance, there are a number of them. Sunshine Heroes multivitamin and minerals, so our kids are getting it too. Solstic 24, sinus support, which is also good for the immune system, PS2, which is more men's health related. C-calcium, liquid calcium, and calcium magnesium all have zinc. Men's formula with lycopene, MegaKeel, cellular energy, adrenal support, so once again we're looking at supporting the glands, Caprilimmune, once again for the immune system, bowel detox, and 5-HTP. And 5-HTP helps with a number of things, but the zinc in it is probably helping with perhaps some sleep disturbances. So if you're taking any of these products, it's very possible that you're getting at least some of the zinc you need already. So with that, it's time for my disclaimer. We are not diagnosing or prescribing anything. Also, I'd like to stress that none of these talks replace a visit or the advice of a doctor. This is just alternative and complementary education for your knowledge and empowerment. Not all herbal programs are alike because no one person has the same body chemistry or environmental conditions. If you're unsure of a program, please contact Sherry, Joan, Jerry, myself, or whoever referred you to this call, and we can always help guide you to an herbal dietary program that is specifically designed for you. Thank you again for attending our call this afternoon. I'm so used to saying this evening. And I'm now going to open up the floor for questions. If you have any questions, please press *6 to unmute yourself.
Hi, this is Sherry.
Hi.
Thank you. That was really, really good. And I just had a funny that I learned long ago when I was studying zinc, and you touched on all these things except one. If you think, take zinc. If you stink, take zinc. And if you drink, take zinc.
Great. Thank you.
You remember that one, Joan?
I remember the stink, take zinc, but I learned a whole bunch on this, Morgan, and I just have a comment.
Yes.
About something I learned about zinc that for anybody suffering from cancer, I had a dear friend, this was years ago before I got into natural health, and she was very ill. And when I went to visit her, her hair had turned red.
Mm.
So what was happening is copper was starting to release from her body. And if I had known about what zinc could do, and you think about, and you talked about the immune system, that lovely person just needed more zinc.
Mm-hmm.
That would have reversed that process with the copper leaving the body.
Mm-hmm.
So zinc is definitely an immune builder.
Yes.
I was going to say, what's wrong with red hair?
Oh, red hair is beautiful, but when
but I get it. I really do get it. And Morgan, can you talk for a minute about zinc oxide?
Oh, in terms of sunscreen power?
Yeah.
Well, zinc oxide is actually it's not a sunscreen, it's a sun blocker. So you would actually use that to totally protect your skin so that you don't even get a tan. It just blocks the sun rays rather than screening you from certain wavelengths that, you know, there have been some interesting studies that are showing that sunscreen isn't as helpful as perhaps we've all thought.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. So if anyone thinks of any questions later, please feel free to email me at dimensionsofhealth@gmail.com. Even if it's well after the class. Coming up next Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. will be, well, it'll probably be on alfalfa, but we might be adding some things to the A's of herbs with Joan Kasich. If you have any questions, please email her at joan@herbspecialist.com. We are entering our new phase of conference calls, and so they're going to be geared more towards specific herbs, vitamins, and minerals. We're looking forward to any feedback or requests that you might have if there's something that you'd like to hear or learn more about. So thank you again for attending, and we look forward to hearing from you all again soon. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.